Consumer Finance. Now let's meet today's semifinalists. An astronomy interpreter from Bend, Oregon, Rachel Lindgren. A sports industry consultant from Atlanta, Georgia, Stephen Grade. And a professional sports gambler from Las Vegas, Nevada, James Holzhauer. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Welcome. I hope today's game plays as well as yesterday. It had a little bit of everything. It had laughs. It had tears. It had mistakes. And I'm just talking about myself. The players had fun, too. Rachel, Stephen, and James, good to have you with us again. Let's go to work here in the first round, shall we? One Daily Double coming up in one of these categories. Hail Caesar. Ah. Next, World Capital Airports. Places to live, mammals, fantasy football, and finally, X's and O's. Each correct response will begin with one of those letters. James, off you go.
World Capital Airports, 1,000.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
$1,000.
The answer is Carthage International Airport.
What is Tunis?
Yes, you are right.
Hail Caesar 1000.
It's where fancy restaurants once served Caesar salad, tossed as you watch. Ken's makes a bottled version of the dressing. Stephen.
What is tableside?
That's it.
Fantasy football for 800, please.
In the dreams of this team's fans, their kicker, Scott Norwood, pulls it back just a bit to the left in Super Bowl 25. James.
For the Bills.
Buffalo Bills, yes.
Football 1000.
In my fantasy Super Bowl, the 18-1 85 Bears take on Larry Zonka and the rest of this 17-0 1972 squad. Stephen.
Who are the Miami Dolphins?
You got them.
Football for 600.
Dallas players still tell themselves this 49ers quarterback was trying to throw the ball away on the catch in 1982. James.
Was Joe Montana.
Right.
Mammals 1,000.
Seen here is the collared species of this pig-like mammal of the U.S. Southwest and South America. James.
What's a peccary?
Peccary, right you are.
Mammals 8.
At 6 feet tall and weighing up to 2,000 pounds, the eland of Africa is the largest of these graceful mammals. Stephen.
What is a gazelle?
No. Rachel.
What is an antelope?
That's it.
Mammals 600.
Here's this woolly rabbit prized for its fur. Rachel.
What is Angora?
Correct.
Mammals 400.
Canis lupus is the scientific name for the gray this. James.
What is wolf?
Wolf is correct.
Places to live 1,000.
The converted outbuilding called a coach house, or with this other transport name, can be quite comfortable. Stephen.
What is a carriage?
Yes, carriage house.
Caesar for 800.
Scholars believe St. Paul made his appeal to Caesar of Acts 25 in 59 A.D., so the Caesar would have been him. James.
Was Nero.
Yes.
Airports 8.
Schiphol. James.
What is Amsterdam?
Good.
Airport 6.
Toussaint Louverture. James.
What is Port-au-Prince?
Yes.
Airports 4.
Jomo Kenyatta International. James.
What is Nairobi?
Right.
Places to live 8.
Virginia Military Institute's Old V's, a type of housing, is a National Historic Landmark. Stephen.
What are barracks?
Barracks is right, and that takes you to 3,000. Takes us into break number one. We'll be back, though. Rachel Lindgren is a five-day champion from Bend, Oregon. But you got a lot of press in two newspapers representing different places. Tell us about that.
That's right. So, of course, in Bend, yeah. I made it to the front page pretty much every day of the run, but also in my hometown of Carson City, Nevada, I made the front page both when I was on and at the end of the year for a big, like, review of all the stuff that happened.
That must be kind of nice, getting it from your hometown.
It was nice, yeah, especially because I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, okay. Stephen Grade is from Atlanta, Georgia, and this young man is a big fan of The Lord of the Rings, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We chatted about that a little bit last time I was here, Alex, and with some of the winnings, I've socked it away to take a trip to New Zealand to visit the sites where they filmed the movies.
Have you done the trip yet?
Not yet.
Why not?
The 20th anniversary of the films is next year, so we're planning with a group of friends to head down there for that and make it a big occasion.
Oh, all right. Bigger than it is already. All right. James Holzhauer is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. He was so popular because of his many wins and all of the monies he won on the program that you'd be recognized wherever you went. It was tough to go out in public and not be recognized. So you started wearing a baseball cap?
Yeah, and this was my wife's idea. She thought it'll keep the attention down at least a little bit. So what ended up happening is that my daughter then would run around saying, "Papa is wearing his disguise so people won't recognize him." Did not have the intended effect.
I love your daughter. All right, let's get back into this. Stephen, you get to pick the next clue for us.
Hail Caesar for 600.
Built by Herod the Great and dedicated to Augustus, Caesarea is a coastal town in this country. James.
What is Israel?
Yes.
X is an O, it's 1,000.
X marks the spot for this word that means shaped like a sword. James.
What is xiphoid?
Xiphoid, yes.
X is an O, it's 8.
It's a 9-letter word meaning to banish or exclude someone from a particular group. Rachel.
What is ostracize?
Yes.
X is an O, 600.
From the Greek for wood, it's plant tissue that conveys water up from the roots. Stephen.
What is xylem?
Good.
Football for 400.
If this team had just handed it to Marshawn Lynch instead of calling a pass from the one in Super Bowl 49. Well, James.
We're the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Places to live, 6.
This type of residence hall gets its name from the Latin for sleep. Rachel.
What is dormitory?
Correct.
Mammals, 200.
With only about 1,000 living in China and Mongolia, the wild Bactrian species of this is critically endangered. Stephen.
What is a camel?
Yes.
Caesar for 400.
The character King Kaiser is based on Sid Caesar in this 1982 Peter O'Toole film set in the world of 1950s television. Oh, it's a marvelous film. My favorite year. Stephen, go.
Places to live for 400.
By definition, 3 self-contained housing units all connected together in one building. Stephen.
What is a triplex?
That's it.
X's and O's for 400.
From Latin for all devouring, it's the term for an animal that eats both animals and plants. James.
What is omnivore?
Good.
X's and O's too?
It's the practice of sending U.S. jobs overseas. Rachel.
What is outsourcing?
That's it.
Places to live, 200.
Yo, this term for a baby bed with high sides is also a slang term for your dwelling. Rachel.
What is a crib?
That's your crib, yeah.
Airports, 200.
Narita Airport. James.
What is Tokyo?
Good.
Caesar, 2.
This Canadian singer had huge successes with her multi-year residencies at Caesar's Palace starting in 2003 and 2011. Stephen.
Who is Celine Dion?
Yes, and now the last clue. Imagine if this team had taken Barry Sanders, not Tony Mandarich, with the number 2 pick in 1989, and had him to pair with Favre. Stephen.
Who are the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, you gave it a thought there.
I did.
All right, you're at 4,600 in the middle. Rachel is the one, though, going first to get us started in Double Jeopardy after this. It is truly amazing how some habits are hard to break. I was informed during this commercial break right now that in the interview portion a little earlier on the program, when I came to James Holzhauer, I referred to him as our champion. I'm sorry. He's just one of the contestants in this semifinal. And at the moment, Rachel is the one who gets to go first. So let's show the category, shall we? We begin with, you're going to love this one, navel gazing, followed by visionaries, communication. How's your Latin vocabulary? That's followed by novels by characters. And finally, we don't want you to forget the lyrics. Rachel?
Latin vocab for 1,600.
answer. Daily double. Just like that.
3,200.
All right. Someone deeply respected due to their serious nature has a lot of this eight-letter Latin term.
What is gravitas?
Yes, you have just doubled your score and moved into second place.
Let's stick with Latin vocab for 2,000.
Meaning an emergency force. Posse this. And the word you're looking for is comitatus. Back to you, Rachel.
Communication, 16.
Computer innovator Grace Hopper popularized the saying that it's better to ask forgiveness than this. James.
What is permission?
Right.
Visionary, 16.
With his nation in his name, this 18th century Stockholm-born author of Heaven and Hell used his visions to interpret scripture. James.
Who is Swedenborg?
Emanuel Swedenborg, right.
Visionaries 2.
Named for a 12th century Moorish princess, in 1917 this village was the site of visions of the Virgin Mary. Stephen.
What is Lourdes?
No. James.
What is Fatima?
Correct.
Visionaries 12.
Answer. The other daily double.
9,066, please.
All right. In the year 312, before the Battle of Milvian Bridge, this man had a dramatic vision of a cross of light and went on to win the battle.
Who is Constantine?
You are absolutely right. That bumps you up to 23,266.
Naval gazing 2.
In July of 1900, the crew of a German battleship posed while on their way to help suppress a rebellion in this country. Country was China. It was the Boxer Rebellion. James, back to you.
Naval 16.
Gaze upon the deck of this battleship as it looked on September 2nd, 1945. James.
What's the Missouri?
Yes.
Naval 12.
Here's how the charge of HMS Victory and the British fleet must have looked to the French and Spanish at this 1805 battle. Stephen.
What is Trafalgar?
Yes.
Novels for 2,000.
Mildred Rogers and the club-footed Philip Carey. Stephen.
What is Of Human Bondage?
You are right.
Characters for 1,600.
Nat, Joseph Travis, his master, Judge Cobb. What is The Confessions of Nat Turner? Stephen.
Novels for 1,200.
By Zadie Smith. Samad Iqbal and family, Archie Jones and family, the Chalfen family. The novel is White Teeth. Stephen.
Lyrics for 1,200.
Walk the Moon. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said, you're holding back. She said, do this. James?
What is Shut Up and Dance with Me?
Yeah.
Lyrics 2?
Tom Jones. His fight goes on and on and on, but he thinks that the fight is worth it all, so he strikes like this. Strikes like Thunderball. James?
Lyrics 16?
This group. My hump, my hump, my lovely lady lumps, my lovely lady lumps. Stephen?
Who are the Black Eyed Peas?
You got them.
Don't forget the lyrics for 800.
No, 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 no. Ooh-ee, ooh, I'll tell you once more before I get off the floor. This ELO title. James.
What is Don't Bring Me Down?
Yes.
Communication 2?
In 2001, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled this often irrational nighttime communication inadmissible as evidence. Stephen.
What is sleep talking?
Yes, it.
Novels for 800.
Yuri, Uncle Kolya, Lara. James.
What is War and Peace?
No. Stephen.
What is Dr. Zhivago?
Yes, Lara.
Novels for 400.
Heathcliff and Edgar Linton. Stephen.
What is Wuthering Heights?
Yes.
Lyrics for 400.
Elvis. We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. We can't go on together with these. James.
What are Suspicious Minds?
Yes.
Latin 12.
Nimbus is this five-letter object of nature. James.
What's a cloud?
Good.
Latin 8.
Exlex translates as bound by no this. James.
What is law?
Right.
Communication 12.
This sneaky alliterative baseball action has been done using a telescope, 1951, and an Apple Watch in 2017. Stephen.
What is stealing signs?
Yes.
Communication for 800?
Salman Rushdie survived the fatwa against him for the satanic verses, but Hitoshi Igarashi, who did this job for him, did not. James.
What is translating?
Yes.
Communication for?
Memo is short for this short note. Rachel.
What is memorandum?
Correct.
Latin vocab 400.
I'm very cross about this Latin word meaning a vital or pivotal point. Rachel.
What is crux?
Good.
Visionaries 800.
Joan of Arc's visionary instructions were said to come from St. Catherine, St. Margaret, and this archangel. Stephen.
Who is Gabriel?
No. James.
Who is Michael?
Right.
Visionaries 4.
The visions in the book of Revelation, like a seven-headed beast, are credited to a man with this name. Maybe the apostle. James.
Was John.
John, yes.
Gazing for?
Note the holes in the sails, but not the hull of this U.S. frigate in a depiction of its 1812 fight with HMS Guerriere. Stephen.
What is the Constitution?
Right, now the last clue. The ships are part of one of these naval escorts that saved many merchant vessels from German submarines. The ships in the photo are part of a convoy. Convoy. All right, James at 30,466. But all three of you get to deal with this subject in final. U.S. demographics. Make your wager. We'll reveal the clue when we come back.
Consumer Cellular presents the Tournament of Champions.
Welcome back. Before we get into the final, a brief word. Because of the fact that James turned this game into a runaway, accumulating $30,466, that means that Stephen and Rachel will go home with $10,000 each. And of course, when we get to the finals on Thursday and Friday, the winner will pick up $250,000, second place $100,000 guaranteed, third place guaranteed $50,000. The category for today's final is U.S. demographics. Players, here's your clue. In 2018, Forbes said, this belt's demographic delight is this other belt's demographic dilemma. 30 seconds for you. Good luck. Some choices here. Let's see how you looked at the clue. Rachel, we come to you first. You had 7,200 and you wrote down, what are the green and rust belts? Sorry, half of that is right. But you didn't lose anything. You got a little smiley face on there. So you stay at 7,200. Now we come to Stephen, had 11,400. And his response was, thanks for having me back. Hey, you're a champion. You deserve to be here. And you're going to lose some money. Oh, you won't. You didn't risk anything. So let's go to James. He couldn't be caught. He had 30,466, and he came up with this response. What are Bible and rust? Rust is correct. The Bible, no. The sun belt. The sun belt and the rust belt. Did you lose any money? 310. All right, that's a significant date, I'm sure. But you're going to come back on Thursday to play for $250,000. And tomorrow, the last of our semifinalists right here on stage. Join us then, won't you?
The Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions is presented by Consumer Cellular. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by TheraWorks Relief, clinically proven to relieve and prevent muscle cramps before they start.
I would get muscle cramps several times a week for decades. And in a few days of using TheraWorks Relief, the cramps are gone because it works.
Get TheraWorks Relief today in stores everywhere.
What I serve my family really matters.
Which is the only egg good enough for my family? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.